What's up, guys? It's your boy, at Rico, Mr. Tattoo. Thanks for tuning in to episode 101 of More Gas Entertainment.
Where we're always adding fuel to the fire.
Always adding fuel to the fire. Today, this episode is special. I got my homeboy,
Malcolm,
here, and we're about to rock out this dope Burning Church tattoo piece. But during this tattoo, we're going to be talking about a very dope, young, new artist. His Twitter, Instagram handle is at One Gunna Gunna. He has a hit single out with a multi-platinum recording artist, Young Thug. It's called Oh Okay. A hot, catchy quote, Drip or Drown right now. This dude is, going crazy. New, hot Atlanta sound, new energy. This song was produced by also Atlanta native Turbo. Crazy producer, great energy. Man, check out both these guys' Instagram for any more info on these guys. During this episode, like I said, we're going to be like knocking out this dope tattoo and talking about this guy's performance on the Rolling Loud tour, just how Revolt captured the moment and just everything that's going on right now with pop culture, man. Thanks for tuning in, guys. What's up, guys? Welcome back to More Gas Entertainment. Malcolm forgot, but it's all good. We are live, so no takes. We always running on this one-on-one episode. But we are back, and we are listening to At the Hotel by At One Gunna Gunna, Lil Uzi Vert, Young Jordan. This track is fire. It's really, really, really fire. And like I said, I'm here with Malcolm, and he's going to tell us a lot more about Gunna. And it's going to be crazy, because while he's telling us about him, I'm actually tattooing this Burning Church, like I told you guys before the commercial. So, this dude is brave. Let's give him a huge, huge hand clap. I wish I could do it, but my hands are full. And like I said, this is live, so no one can do it. So get this man a big shout out, a few likes, subscribe, do whatever you can to show this man some love, because he is gonna tell us about Gunna. I don't know too much about this guy, like I said. I do know about Young Thug. I do know about Uzi Vert. And when I tell you, Uzi Vert being on this track, we're gonna just shows you the caliber of music that Gunna brings to hip hop right now. Some artists, new artists, can't come in and have features. Hold on, let me just turn this tattoo machine on. Some new artists can't come in and just get two features from multi-platinum selling artists. I mean, these guys, they can do a tour around the world and it'll sell out hands down. They just took a picture of, it went viral actually. They sat in a mirror with dresses on, Chanel shoes, Chanel bags and pearls. I mean, literally.
Diamond anklets and bracelets.
Anklets and bracelets. I mean, and cute twisted up hairdos. I mean, these are the definition at the moment of hip hop bad bitches. So, I mean, no matter what nobody say, like, you can have like sexy legs, you can have like Buffy the Body, you can have all these like bad bitches. in your video, but if you ain't got the baddest bitch as Young Thug and Uzi Vert on your track, your track ain't shit. And that's real. Facts.
Facts.
So, I mean, like, and that's where I'm going to just go into just talking about, like, fashion. Because that is one of the categories of this show. You do have two male multi-platinum selling hip-hop artists. I always use that because I want people to picture these guys. Like, we love them. Like I said, I love Young Thug for Check. I love him for Best Friend. Like, everybody teed up on that app. That's my best man. That's my best friend. Like, everybody twerked. Like, every nigga teed up. They had a pistol talking about that's their best friend. Like, so you can't tell me you didn't bang, you know what I'm saying, to Young Thug at this point. So I think that's why we still accept him and just turn up to him, you know, with him wearing this, like, skirts and, like, just being avant-garde. And I'm totally down with the whole fashion thing. Trust me, I'm not knocking him, but, you know, sometimes I'm just like, yo, you know.
Come. What's going on?
Tell us. But it's okay.
You're still supposed to be intimidating folks.
Yeah, you're supposed to be intimidating folks, like, now you fucking doing Chanel commercials with fucking Nicki Minaj, like, you fucking gonna say Dior, Dior at the end of that shit, nigga. Like, you teeing up, Young Thug, but I fuck with you,
though. It's a whole new wave, though.
It's a whole new era. It's a whole new wave, and that's why, you know, like I said, we're here to discuss these things. We're gonna bring ink therapy, you know, tattooing, just expression, hip hop, all in one. And like I said, this is our first episode. Give us a big hand clap, shout out for this being our first episode. Big shout out and hand clap for my homeboy Malcolm, you know what I'm saying, sitting here just bringing us into the world of Gunna Gunna. I appreciate it because that track he had at the hotel was fire. And I really wanna get into this Drip or Drown thing. It's definitely got me hype. So like I said, I'm gonna turn it over to Malcolm, and he definitely gonna welcome us into the world of Drip or Drown.
Man, so I discovered Gunna on Twitter, you know, because that's what I'd be on. That's my social media platform, is Twitter. And so I discovered Gunna. I just kept hearing about this Drip or Drown, Drip or Drown. And so I went to Apple Music and just happened to listen to it. And it was just a fire, project all around, man. They said niggas who don't listen to Gunna don't got no bitches, and it's true, honestly. Cause when I listen to Gunna, it just make me wanna go kick it with some bad bitches, you feel me?
So, like, that's crazy.
He's like, he has some bangers. He got some standouts on the Drip Season 3. Like, OOK, that goes crazy. Rico earlier mentioned Hotel, that goes crazy as well. Top Off as well, those goes crazy. I guess those stand out. But no, Drip Season 3 all around is just a solid project.
And I think I saw or heard somewhere that it's actually like a saga or something. Tell me something about that.
Yeah.
Saga. He has that much drip,
yeah.
He can have a saga, a legacy.
Drip Season, yeah.
Of drip, like, he's dripping all over the place. I wonder where he's paying the water bill. That's too much.
Too much, yeah. That's really, honestly. Drip.
And guys, like I said, at this moment, currently, I don't even know what time it is. But like I said, my homeboy Malcolm is getting tatted, and you know, shout out to Apple because I don't even have a microphone, so it's actually coming streaming live to you guys from
the iPad.
Yeah, the iPad. Sorry guys, I was really invested into these lines, but I wanted to bring you guys an experience, you know, because when people get tatted, you know, they're listening to their favorite jams, you know, they talking, they basically engaging into what is this called? Barbershop talk. That's what we'll call
shop
it.
Shop talk, yeah.
Shop talk, right. Not barbershop talk, shop talk. It's all around talk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the things we're going to talk about, you know, hip hop, where it is now, like I said, we discussed briefly the Young Thug, Uzi, rocking the Pearls and Chanel bags, and we cool with that. We love that. And honestly, I want to give a shout out to Jaden Smith. He did it first. I wish I had a Ray J effect right now. I hit it first, but you know, Jaden Smith, he hit it first. You know, he was the first one. What was that campaign he did for Vogue? And everyone was like, oh, you know, he's like gay, and like they want to have
something like Louis Vuitton or something.
Louis Vuitton or something like that. Yeah, you know. And everyone was like, he should be able to express himself.
Stuff like
yeah,
that,
right, exactly. You know, however he feel, you know. And, you know, shout out, big ups to Jaden Smith. He does a lot, and, you know, people don't understand that. Shout out to his water company, Just Water. I mean, think about it. This guy is supplying water to families in Flint when we have a president who's not even providing to people in our states of, you know, Puerto Rico, you know. These places still don't have, you know, light, still don't have, you know, clean water. Flint, Michigan, you know, you have people like Jaden Smith that are like angels to the universe, you know. They're like dead ass, showing love, donating huge amounts of money. And people are talking about films that he did that may have flopped. Honestly, to me, that's what you call a genuine insult, because here I am putting out pure love and you're focusing on a movie idea. But you know, this isn't about Jaden Smith, and shout out to Jaden Smith, like I said. You can tell I'm a huge fan of his, man, like all wild out when it comes to Jaden Smith, man. That man really is an icon. He's been doing this, man, and like I said, just to be donating water, I want to give a big shout out to him. That's huge, man.
Yeah, you know, it's huge.
That's really huge.
You want to like him?
Yeah, man, for real. Like, we have a president who's not even like doing what Jaden Smith is doing right now. No one's focusing on that, man. So shout out to Jess Water. But let's get back to the introduction of Gunna Gunna from my homeboy's Malcolmized, because I definitely want to know who this guy is. And like I said, like, I heard a few of his jams. I heard a few, and I jammed to him, and I just didn't know who this guy was. So Malcolm, please, man, please tell us from your eyes, you know, your ears, Gunna Gunna, how is he introducing, like, what does music do for you, man, in your rap?
Man, Gunna, he's just fresh new rapper. I don't know how new or how old he is, but to me, I know he can't be that old, but like, he's just fresh compared to how just rap has been lately. Most people have just been trying to make it that rap has to be lyrical all the time, and it doesn't necessarily have to be that.
And so sometimes, when you say artists who make it seem like it has to be lyrical, are you speaking of like J. Cole? Because, you know, J. Cole had that situation with what's that? Lil Pump. Right. Is it a situation like that where you're saying like J. Cole is saying like it has to be more lyrical? Or are you saying like that's just the way from people at my age right now, or people just a little bit older?
It's just all around. It's just people now, even my age, who think rap has to be lyrical. And it's just like, sometimes I'd rather just catch a flashy, I'd just rather hear a catchy beat and some catchy lyrics over something I have to really pay attention to, and something I really gotta break down, you feel me? And sometimes I won't have to do all that when I wanna listen to something good, you feel me?
And it's so crazy that you said that. I totally feel you. During the Rolling Out Loud tour, Lil Uzi Vert, actually during his set, he was like, we don't wanna hear no lyrics.
Yeah.
We just want to rage.
Basically,
we just want to rage. And the crowd felt that, because, you know, And like I said, we're going to get back to the whole Gunna situation. We're going to talk about Gunna at the Rolling Loud performance because his, the Rolling Loud tour, but his performance there, it had some dope energy, but it had some things that we definitely have to talk about. And what I mean, like, we love to talk about. Like I said, this podcast is the first, and like I said, it's opinion based. You know, it's hip hop based. It's from our ears, our hearts. You know what we feel. It's the new wave. It's the pop culture. You know, it's the now. It's what's going on. It is what affects our community. So everything that you hear is raw, unedited. And I love it because that's life.
Honestly, yeah,
it's life. That's what I want this podcast to be for people who, you know what I'm saying, like, you really can just be chilling. You can be blazing it up, you know what I'm saying? You can have your gas on deck, you can be getting tatted, you can be driving on your way home, you can be I used to be on the red line listening to Ellen DeGeneres stand-ups on my way to work. I mean, so, like, this podcast is really for you to have something to enjoy, something to just really vibe to. Like I said, we're tattooing live right now. And like I said, we're going to get back to Gunna and Malcolm telling us his passion for Gunna and what Gunna music do to him and his route. Why it's on his playlist when he first heard OK, like, did it make him feel like it made me feel? I just heard OK, and I just heard at the hotel, and honestly, I just teed all the way up. I really did.
So, man, the music decent. You can't help but turn up to it.
Man, exactly. So please tell me, man, Malcolm. So on your way to work, because like I said, I know you. You're a good friend of mine, so I know when you're en route, you're on your way to work, you got to have a good jazz to pump you up, you know what I'm saying? We got great jokes, you know what I'm saying? Your tattoos be popping, you know what I'm saying? They call it the edgy bitch catcher, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep throwing down on these dope-ass tattoos. Edgy bitch bait. So, yeah, it's, you're going to bait your nice, you know, edgy bitch, you know, emo, you can be there, y'all can have a picnic in the park. Talk about tattoos, murder, medicine, and hip hop. Hopefully, So like I said, tell us, man. Tell us about this. Tell us about this track right here that's playing and your playlist, man. What it do for you on that red line train?
Nah, that red line train. Nah, I'm just fucking with Gunna, man. You hear the song OK, and you hear like the beat. And it's the guitar getting strummed and shit, and you got Gunna using the auto tune, and got Lil Baby on it, another new rapper from Atlanta, and you know you got Young Thug on it too, and they going all head to head and shit, and it's just the song just go crazy overall, man. It's some shit you set up, just playing the summer at a function or some shit, you know.
Nice.
Just instantly just wanna just like grab a Wally or some shit, get a girl to come dance with you or some shit.
So this song is just drenched in the lounge.
Yeah, basically.
It's drenched. And
it's all about that shit, that slime shit, that drip shit, you know, that's how they say.
Yeah, I'm feeling it now. And honestly, I can kind of see the influence that Young Thug has on these artists. You know, it takes me back when
honestly, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
A lot of these rappers have Thug sound. And it's crazy to see how Thug had to develop his own sound as well, but exactly. All these rappers got to bite him.
Especially in a time where, you know, this is a guy who was on the cover of, what was that, the Barter 6, practically naked with blonde hair with a red background popping. And people turning up to check.
Yeah.
But the cover was just so controversial.
Yeah,
it was crazy, you know. And Young Thug didn't care, you know. And that's one of the things in hip hop. you find yourself because you're growing in the game. Growing in the game yep. means you're growing in the spotlight. Everything that you're doing, people are judging, criticizing, you know, just putting you in a position to where you just force yourself to be yourself. And it's insane to explain it that way, but once you get comfortable with a certain lifestyle and living a certain lifestyle, you're not gonna lose that lifestyle. You're not gonna lose your happiness. So what do you decide to do? You decide to live, and that's what Young Thug did.
Yeah.
And you can see with this guy, Young Gunna, he really, really, you know, has a huge influence on him. And he has his hands directly on his career. I guarantee you, it'll be a Pusha T and Kanye West situation far as Gunna being loyal, dedicated, being, you know, him with the wholesale, you know, Young Thug, you know, like sticking with him, you know, staying loyal. And honestly, I see it playing out for this guy Gunna because he seems like a really, really smart guy. And like I said, and we're gonna jump to the conversation that needs to be had, which is his performance at this Rolling Out Loud tour. But we're gonna take a break right now. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna come back to that. We're gonna jam out once again to at the hotel, so you guys can catch that song, listen to the lyrics, add it to your playlist, catch the vibe, and leave a comment. Let us know what you think so far on episode 1 of 1 of More Gas Entertainment. Gang. Yo guys, welcome back to More Gas Entertainment. Man, when I tell you, we had to take a break. When you get tatted on the back of your forearm, that bone right there, it can get a little intense. So we just had to take a little break, jam out to more of Gunna's jams. This jam right here called My Soul. Man, oh my soul, this fucking soul. This dude, it goes crazy. Like the flow is so smooth, it's consistent, and like I said, even though he's in that generation of the no lyrics, they want to rage, but this dude is actually lyrical. And if you hear me like a little like stuffy, I mean, like I said, of course we've been watching the Rolling Loud Festival. So of course, I'm not gonna say my Rolling Loud, but you know what I'm saying? But back to the Rolling Loud tour, you know what I'm saying? Rolling Loud Festival, Rolling Loud every day. Shout out to 420, shout out to Jess, CBD oils, strands, THC, shit. Shout out to HTC phones if they trying to come back, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Apple Music, you know what I'm saying? I'm just fucking with y'all.
Shout out Lil Saint.
Right, yeah, shout out Lil Saint. We got to go for Lil Saint. You got served, bitch. Trust me. We always on deck. But like I said, this dude Gunna, he really did his thing at this Rolling Loud Festival. I really wish I could have been there. Personally, I couldn't have been in the crowd. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I said, like, I have questions about this performance, because a crowd like that, people like that, you know, when they're at festivals, they're pretty much in a state of mind where they're like zombies. Zombies meaning like some might have took like a few acid strips. And you know, this is my thing about this podcast. I'm gonna tell y'all, like I said, like I'm a tattoo artist. This is my profession. I love it. The people that I talk to, everybody's a part of this show. In this world, it's a partnership, friendship, partnerships, like no one's above one another. This thing is really like a bond, and it's really for people to just come together and just say the things that they have to say. And I want it to be like no holds barred, but I want to just make sure we say that it is a parental advisory. So I'm like, yo ass like under fucking 15, yo ass under 18, get the fuck off. But anyway, I said what I had to say to get back to what I want to say. And listen to this dope ass shit by Gunna, because, like I said, this shit got me feeling some type of way. And we on, what song is this right now? Spitting Addiction. This shit, it really got us in the mood to get this tattoo done. Talking about this Rolling Loud Festival, the crowd. And like I said, when you at festivals, the crowd, you got people that are zombies, you know, they taking acid, they taking mushrooms, so any type of beat, any type of thing that they hear, you know what I'm saying, they put them in a mood, you know what I'm saying, so, but this is the thing, when I watched the reaction of the crowd, I said, I have to speak on it, because motherfuckers was feeling it, you know, of course, you know, like I said, shout out, big up to Revolt for being able to zoom in to, you know, be able to actually capture the moment, capture the enjoyment. You get to see people actually in the essence, really vibing with the waves of the music, the sounds. They really felt it. You know, the bass was knocking. You know, they got to rage. But like I said, you know, with Gunna, was it that people just fuck with him, or did he, you know, give what he wanted? Now, me personally, like I said, just when I listened to these few songs, he gave me what I want. Yeah. But like I said, you know, my man Malcolm put me on it, and you know, we watched this together. We watched it together, and you know, one thing that Malcolm pointed out was that my man Gunna can spit bars a cappella. Yeah. You know, Malcolm, tell me, why is that key to you? Why is it key that, you know, my man Gunna can literally be at the concert, whip beat, no background, auto-tune, nothing, it's just him. Why is that important to you, my dude?
Because it makes him feel like he's just more authentic, you know? That he can really perform, and he's not on the stage just like letting the track carry him. He's more out there really trying to perform and let people know what he really about as a performer, you know, trying to capture the audience and keep them entertained and shit, you feel me?
Dude, for sure.
Anybody can go up on stage and just rap over a track, but he out there really letting people know that he's really passionate.
Dude, and honestly, it was crazy because some of those girls, you know, they look like little Debbie, you know, ASU students, I mean, tech students, you know what I'm saying? He had a little, like, you know, little Asian babes, you know what I'm saying? Heidi Tidy's out there jamming, bumping to okay. I mean, like, but this is my thing, my dude. You know, I fuck with it. You know, I fuck with it. And like I said, I fuck with the songs. It really put me in that vibe.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, but my dude, let's talk about, you know, because this show, it's a multi-culture show. We can talk about any and everything, you know, involving hip-hop, from fashion, you know, what's going on in these artists, social medias, you know, just what's the tea, what's up? Like, let's talk about it. And it all boils down to this pink kitty cat Gucci shirt that Gunna had on. And yeah, it was dope. You know, everybody riding that Gucci wave. And I always tell people, big up to Angela Yee. I'm a fan of the Breakfast Club. But I'm definitely going to shout out Hot 97, Ebro Darden. You know, I can't say one without the other, but Angela Yee, you know, she always, you know, rocked the Gucci, you know what I'm saying, every episode, so I gotta big up to her. But back to my man's Gunna rocking this pink kitty cat Gucci sweater with the floral pants that kind of like went with the dress that Kim Kardashian wore during the Met Gala when she was pregnant. I think she was pregnant with North, actually, right? Was it North she was pregnant with? Yeah, it's crazy. And people was like, oh, she looks like a sofa. Those memes went viral, Kim Kardashian, like blending in with the sofa, saying she's big as a sofa. So it just kind of tripped me out seeing my man's Gunna, this hip hop rap artist. There's a lot of phenomenon, you know. This dude, like I said, like his music is dope, his energy is dope, but his outfit, oh my God, you know, that was definitely, I felt like fucking Young Thug was in the back, like, bitch, I'm your stylist today, bitch, I got you, what's up? And he had no choice. He's like, nigga, I just pulled up, I'm off the dope, I just drank a Red Bull, I'm ready to perform. And fucking Young Thug was like, bitch, look, this rolling loud, you gotta be out here. You are the my camp. You got a drippity sauce, bitch. You got to come with that pink. And it's Monday. Motherfucker, mean girl Monday, bitch. Like, that's how. Me, you know what I'm saying? You can take that content, you know what I'm saying? That little play out, that little, you know what I'm saying? Improv, you know, joint. You can take it how you want to take it. But that's how I feel like Young Thug was in the back. He was his stylist. He was like, bitch, you see I'm dripping? Actually, that's what we should do. We should pull up what Young Thug wore that day, and we all should talk about it, because maybe he wore like a little Gucci fit, Gucci bitch fit too, with a little with a little Gucci fur loafers, probably had like a little choco, probably had like NBA Young Boy and a like choco with a long leash carrying him, and was like, he's like, yeah, bitch, I got him, don't worry. Like, that's how I picture Young Thug. I just picture him like the queen of bad bitches. Him and Young Thug was sipping tea in the back, like, we finna get these bitches together, we finna tee up, and bitches, you see Wiz Khalifa with these new muscles. That's how I feel like a conversation with Young Thug and Uzi Vert go. That's how I feel like it go, because that picture, like I said, it took me, that picture of them in the mirror, dude, it took me, like, I mean, like, I literally was like, I don't know what I'm looking at. But now, every time that I see them, I had these good girlfriend, you know, conversations that I see them having in my head, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, his outfit was his outfit, you know? And, you know, Malcolm, like I said, like, I can go on and on about it because, like I said, like, I'm old school, you know what I'm saying? And I come from an era where, like, you know, it was the Wu-Tang Clans, but, you know, I'm not too old school. I still fuck with Twista, but still at the same time. Twista wasn't rocking, you know what I'm saying, nothing pink, you know what I'm saying, he was a legit baller, he rocking everything green, he had that green Cadillac back, you know what I'm saying, back on the back, probably like, you know what I'm saying, 1997, you know what I'm saying, he used to pull up solo, you know what I'm saying, that's facts, like, rappers like that, Soldiers at War, they rock orange, but it was orange and strip, it was orange camel, you know, showing unity, showing like, no harm, we here to help people, that's the vision that Soldiers of War, old school Chicago, you know, rappers had, like, you know, Nuisance, Psychodrama, you know, Do or Die, artists like that, Kushu Conflict, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even gonna leave out Bone Thugs and Harmony, you know what I'm saying? Like, we come from that era of rap, so when we do see artists rocking these pink kitty cat shirt, floral designs, like, all type of certain situations, and people knock, you know, radio hosts like Ebro, you know, Joe Budden, who kind of tight on these, you know, new rappers, but it's like, yo, son, I wish I had the Ebro button right now, but congratulations, you played yourself. You know what I'm saying? You out here, like Ebro said, you cooning, you out here doing shit that you don't know that's going to affect you in the long run, because your son, anybody like this music, and you like, dad, this is not even you. I know you, dude. What you gonna say? Oh, I did it so you can have this life? And that could be cool. But at the end of the day, don't sell yourself short. Don't sell your soul. But you know, like I said, I fuck with the young dudes, and I don't mean to go off on a rant. I don't mean to just, you know, talk. But I feel like this podcast is for me just to sit here and actually share my emotions. And once I'm done with these pieces, and sorry for my brief stops, you know what I'm saying? Because, the air is definitely medicated with pure, nice vapors, healing vapors. So sometimes you just gotta take a break and get a good whiff of it. But like I said, at the end of these episodes, you can go on Snapchat, at Rico Mr. Tattoo. I post the pieces at the end of every podcast. Sometimes I might just have a podcast where I want to talk about a notification that I got from ESPN. A notification I got from, you know, Hip Hop Weekly, Bossa, like, what's the other one that I love so much? Like, fuck, I can't even think of it right now, but it's the Instagram one. It's fucking fat. The Shade Room. Oh my God. How could I forget the Shade Room? Castle Bossa Jack. Too many ads. The Shade Room Instagram is where it's at. All facts, you know. But like I said, I'm gonna ask Malcolm. Malcolm, what do you think about Gunna's Rolling Loud festival outfit?
I don't know. That outfit was pretty crazy. I mean, I guess it goes with just being a rapper and having all that bread and being able to cop Gucci, be Gucci down. You feel me? So I feel like he just went to show out. You feel me? I mean, I can't say shit. Cause I ain't got nowhere near the bread
to do it, right?
Yeah,
right. Yeah, no. I mean, but that's what, you know, people say. That's where being a celebrity is great, because you get the free clothes, you get to do certain things, that have certain things, lead certain cars. You basically putting yourself in a position to where, like, you're not invisible, of course, because you see situations like, you know, T.I. and Lil Wayne. But also, you put yourself in a situation where you can be a Cardi B and buy yourself a Bentley truck and just not even have a license or know how to operate a motor vehicle. You know, so that's the hip-hop world. So I guess that does answer our question, you know, what do you think about it, what I think about it. At the end of the day, it's not what we think. It'll affect them how it'll affect them. And at the end, for right now, they're balling out. Right now, they're enjoying life. They're doing their thing. So, of course, we're not going to attempt to come off like haters, when a blessing for you is a blessing for me, because I'm enjoying your music. I'm enjoying the content that you're putting out for us. I appreciate it, because I'm able to sit here and do what I enjoy doing, which is putting great, solid work on people, building great bonds through communication, you know, and time, you know. So I appreciate you for putting that content out for us to allow, that allow us to just, you know, bond together, you know. Sorry for that stumble, you know. I basically just picture me talking to Gunna, you know, man to man, because I'm just not the type of person where I would, you know, be sitting here bashing somebody for clicks, you know. This is not clickbait, you know.
Oh, shit.
This is really just me being like, yo, this is homie time. Like, I'm chilling, I'm jamming, like, these fucking songs is on repeat. What's up? Like, roll a dope. Bro, Slapjack. Teed up.
Yeah, shit.
This Karma Bitch strand is crazy, man. Like, this strand, like, if you look it up, man, it's mixed with Skywalker OG and Mills Rack. Man, dude, when I tell you, like, it really helps with just muscle spasms, you know, just back aches. I mean, dude, from tattooing hours on end, I mean, my back, it just throbs sometimes. And when you just have that strand that fits and it just suits what you need it to do, where you're not, you know, taking opioids and, you know, taking, like, narcos and all these, like, wild-out drugs, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, yo, I just need a good strand that's going to put me where I need to be. And I appreciate, you know, these companies that are pushing, you know, for medical marijuana. I appreciate it, because you got to understand, man, you really saving a lot of lives, you know. This marijuana, this CBD oils, these edibles, it's really saving lives. It's really saving lives, man. It's really saving lives. It's allowing people to do their jobs, and it's allowing me to do my jobs. And I speak out strong about it, and I appreciate it. We blessed. That's my homie Rick Ross would say. We blessed.
For real, that's not a blessing.
Nigga, we blessed. Nigga, I want to end this segment about Gunna and fucking play some old school Ross BMF.
Big true.
Because, nigga, we blessed. Shout out to fucking Apple Music, man. Shout out to Apple Music.